Hello, good morning and welcome. I'm here as the chief executive of Beyond Reality Music to, as it were, speak to you about our philosophy for the taking on of artists. Now, obviously, as a chief executive, one has decisions to make about strategy, things like that, and money, and all sorts of very dull things. But it goes without saying that when one is chief executive, one considers a number of factors in signing an artist. For example, one would consider whether the effects of signing an artist will take one away from one's golf club or something of that nature. Now, speaking as the chief executive of a major record company, let us try and tell you something of the philosophy behind signing of artists. One can, as it were, so to speak, maybe, possibly, release music purely for making of money. This is quite a good strategy, followed by many record companies, but in itself, it provides a lack of depth, a lack of understanding and vision. Alternatively, one can put out music that has some sort of message or philosophy, and obviously there are many people who are doing this too. But the strategy, I do find that word very difficult, strategy that we are following, is a combination of the two. We are, as it were, aiming to bring out music that has a message. At the same time, we would quite like to make some money. There's no harm, after all, in making money. I mean, as far as I'm aware of it, everyone goes to work to make money. So if we happen to make a few bob on the side, what does it matter? I mean, what does it matter at all? Anyway, I'm digressing away from the point I'm making. So we aim to bring on artists who have a message, a real depth, a philosophy, something deep that they feel, and we aim to promote them in a way that will result in making a lot of money. Sorry, I keep returning to the subject of money. It is such a tiresome subject, you know, and one has to make money in order to pay the bills. And obviously, now, when one is a record company, one risks a considerable amount of money. One puts out a single or an album, and one risks very, very large sums of money indeed. So if one makes a lot of money on the particular album that comes out, why shouldn't one? Why shouldn't one? Anyway, as I was saying, the business of assigning an artist is complicated. Worst of all, one receives thousands and thousands and thousands of absolutely appalling CDs each month. And one has to listen to them and sift through them to get the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. But let me sort of go on from that. Does anyone know how many albums are in fact released in a year? Well, in 2004, there were in fact 43,000 albums were released. Now, obviously only a handful will be successful, though the others will just flush away totally into oblivion. Now, as I return to the matter of an artist, when we sign an artist, we go through an extremely selective procedure over a period of months or years, and it goes through the one will take the artist out for a meal, you wine and dine them, things like that. And you end up in a totally pissed state, signing the artist with lawyers present, an accountant as the wind, as just like the Wild West. Now, let me return to the subject of the artist. We have an artist called Shameless. Real name is Dave Draggy. But we're putting out a song, a little ditty, quite quaint, really, in its own way. But this little ditty has a message, which is, as it were, aimed at the drink culture. Now, if one thinks about the drink culture, one thinks about pissheads and fucking wankers and the total tossers and things like that. Well, the great thing about this song by Shameless is it sort of makes fun of it in a frivolous kind of a way. So sorry. It makes fun of the drink culture in a shameless way. Because there you'll be, dancing to the music, and then you'll go home thinking to yourself, like you do, and then you'll suddenly feel very depressed because the nature of the music is it uses very, very subtle hypnosis to make you feel that you're inadequate when you drink to excess. Now, that's the philosophy behind it. What we'd actually like you to do is to buy it in large, large numbers. The reason is quite straightforward. We want to make a great deal of money as soon as possible, really. But if you'd be kind enough to buy the song by Shameless in the near future, and I'll be speaking to you fairly soon about ways in which Beyond Reality Music is going to change the face of the world musically. So I think I've got a strategy meeting to attend, then I have a meeting of the finance committee, and then I have to play golf. So I hope you find it very informative listening to this, to talk about artists and music and things like that. Buy the music of Shameless in the near future, and we'll be speaking, no doubt, very, very, very soon. Thank you.
We'll get a single on Shameless and the new single, Out of My Face. Visit beyondrealitymusic.com.